around the outside of the house, you'll have little things up on the, to catch the water that comes off the
gutters.
Then it comes on down, the water comes down the gutters and then goes down the floor.
The spout.
Or to the ground.
Uh-huh.
All right. What would you call a little building used to store wood in?
Wood house, a wood shed.
All right, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What about something where you'd store tools?
Tool house.
All right, would you ever say tool?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever say tool shed?
Yeah, tool shed. That's what I call mine down there, tool shed.
Is a shed away from the house or built onto the house or even?
Well, it's generally away from the house.
Okay, a house, a tool house would
uh-huh.
also be away from
yeah.
the house. All right, did they ever build any sheds onto the barn? Did you ever see a shed built onto
mm-hmm.
another building?
They can call those a lean-to.
A lean-to? Is that, how are they built?
Well, it was just a shed, but they called it a lean-to. I don't know why they ever got that.
It was built with the outside wall of the barn, for example, being
uh-huh.
one of the walls.
Yeah.
Of the, all right. Okay, now, you know, we had that. We talked about the water shelf, and that was because they didn't have a bathroom inside.
Uh-huh.
Now, what about outside bathrooms? What do people use along
They
time?
Used to call them closets, and long time ago, they used to call them privies. Did you ever hear them call that?
A few times.
I heard my great-aunt, that's what she used to call them, privies.
Did your, the house that you were brought up in, this one that you sketched for me,
uh-huh.
did it have, what did it have for bathroom facilities?
Well, it didn't have any.
Had a man over near Jackson say, lady, that was called a tree.
I
just roared.
That was funny, wasn't it? A tree.
And then I guess what your house
yeah.
had was trees.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you had toilets on the outside. Some call them a back house. Or, you know, on television now you hear them talking about the little house out in the back. That's what they're talking about.
You ever hear them called a Johnny house?
Yeah. Sure have.
What was, which of those, you know, you've mentioned a number, which was the nicest way you could say it? The toilet or?
I guess so.
Okay, Johnny house would be kind of joking.
Yeah.
All right.
Some of them used to call them chick sales. You ever hear them call that?
No. Now what's that? Let me make sure I hear that.
Chick sale.
Chick sale.
Uh-huh.
Now that just, I can't figure out how that came about.
I don't know either, but I've heard them call that.
So,
I don't know whether it was just a joking way of saying it.
Chick sale?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll have to check on that. That's one I had not heard before. I'll check and see if it will, you know, anyone else has heard
uh-huh.
that. If you, I ask you, if you know a person, you might say, no, I don't know him, but I've of him. I've
heard of him.
All right. Do you ever hear people say heard tell of him?
Yeah.
And would you be likely to use that too?
No, I think you hear colored people say that more than you do white people.
I see.
Heard tell of him.
I see. Use the thinking about the word hear. I might say, did you hear that noise? And you'd say, yes, I
heard it.
And I have heard.
Uh-huh.
I have it many times. I've
heard it many times.
Okay. Now explain. Custom.
It is. I think it's one of the best things you can do for people.
It is. You know, my husband's from Ohio, and he had never heard of it till he came down south.
Uh-huh.
And he was surprised. But isn't that the sweetest? It's,
it is.
Apparently is a, you know,
oh, it is.
Custom.
It's. I think it's the nicest thing you can do for people. Now, yesterday, well, of course, these people, their brother, they live right over behind